Good morning, Memphis. You are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM. This is Light Rotation Radio, and I am your host, Lauren. And I have a special guest here with me today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, everybody. It's Walt Phelan.
We got Walt in the studio. We're going to play some songs that he's been listening to a lot lately. We're going to chat about music, and then don't go anywhere, because at the end of the show today, he's going to play a few of his new songs live on the air for us. So, Walt, I see here you were going to be playing the WYXR Spring Reverb fundraiser concert on April 28th. Do you want to tell people about that at all?
Yes, that's next Saturday. Is it the 28th or 26th?
26th, I can't read. I'm so sorry.
You're good. I just wanted to make sure I didn't.
That was my bad. 26. I was wrong.
Yeah, so 26. We're super excited about that, me and the guys. It's going to be a really good time. Hopefully the weather's going to be as good as it's been the past couple of days.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. I think it'll be awesome. Looks like we got, who else is playing that? We got Ryan Davis and the Roadhouse Band and Lorette Velvet. So if you're interested in getting some tickets, go to springreverb.wyxr.org. And we're going to go right into it. Let's see. The first track you got on here that you wanted to play was Help Me by Joni Mitchell. You want to say anything about that track before we start it?
Sure. So these are a couple songs. The ones that we're playing today are some of the songs that I've been listening to while working on the new record the past 2 years. Not much. Let's listen to it, and then we can talk about
it. Cool, that sounds good. All right, here is Joni Mitchell with Help Me.
Help me, I think I'm falling in love again. When I get that crazy feeling, I know I'm in trouble again. I'm in trouble, cause you're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet-talking ladies man. Like you love your
So that was the illustrious, wonderful, talented, everyone's favorite, Joni Mitchell.
That's right.
You have anything you want to say about that song? You want to chat about it for a minute? Or Joni in general.
Yeah. I've actually just started getting, like, diving really deep into her stuff. That song was probably my first favorite by her. And then I've really been going deep with, like, the early 70s live performances.
Nice.
Because I also love, like, the Grateful Dead.
Of course. And which there is some of that on here.
Yeah. We'll definitely
we'll get into that
at some point, for sure. But, yeah, just, like, I don't know. That was definitely my favorite era of music. Just everything felt just so much more real.
Yeah. I think anyone who listens to my show often has probably noticed there's a lot of 70s seems to be a pretty prominent era of music that I play. Mostly I'd say it's like a predominantly 70s, late 60s,
yeah.
70s music.
It's awesome.
It really is.
It's the best.
So that being said, that's obviously clearly influential on your music. How would you describe your music?
That's a good question. It's the easiest way to put it, I guess, would be like indie rock. I come from an indie rock background. I was in a band called China Gate, which later turned into Super Low for like my, that was like the longest band I was in my music career. And that was an indie rock band. We traveled the country and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like rock, alternative rock, indie rock. The band is a little different though. Like when we play live, it's kind of like a jam band. It's really weird. Like if you listen to my music online, it's like very straightforward, but then when we play live, it's like we're very focused on our set lists and we're weaving in and out of songs.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So whatever you'll be hearing at the end of today's show will be different than what you'll hear at the WXR Spring Reverb, right?
That's right. Yeah.
All right, so that means you got to go to both. You have to listen to the end of the show, and then you need to go to the WXR Spring Reverb fundraiser concert. Again, tickets are at springreverb.wxr.org, because you're not going to want to miss that.
That's right.
So the next song you wanted us to play, we got Blue Lady. Who is this by? I cannot read. I'm so sorry.
Oh, Lobby Seyfried.
That's it.
Yeah.
I need glasses really bad.
I need to go to the eye doctor as well.
The font's too small and I'm too far away. All right. We're going to play that and then we're going to chat a little bit more. So don't go anywhere.
Butterfly glasses and sensible shoes, gin on your table, a small one to start, rings for your fingers, a drink for your heart. Pardon if I stare. I hope that somewhere somebody cares. Blue lady, secrets inside. Stay till it's closing, ears and eyes wide. Blue lady, a mother maybe, a son or a daughter is where you should be. Stare. you, I've got you. Well, maybe that's true. But Blue Lady, I may be wrong about you. Blue Lady, the way we see each other, we discover secrets in ourselves. Understanding bells ring. Or maybe I imagine. Blue Lady, how would it be company? But Blue Lady, sad if it's true, that's something that strangers just don't do.
All right, so we were talking off the air. I was like, well, we should obviously play one of the Dead songs next because we just talked about it. And Walt was like, oh, well, you know, kind of a joke because everyone hates these songs. And I was like, no, I love this song. This is one of my favorite Grateful Dead songs. And I don't care what people say. So we just bonded over this. The song is France,
yes,
for Grateful Dead from Shakedown Street. Do you have any other thoughts you want to share on that song? Your experiences with people being haters, perhaps? Why do the people hate the song? I mean, I can kind of see why people hate the song, but...
I think there's also a thing about, like, Donna songs that people don't like.
People are Donna haters, yeah, and I think that's unfair.
I
love her songs.
I do too.
I like her voice. Whatever. But I'm also not... Please don't come for me. I love The Grateful Dead, and I listen to plenty of, like, live shows, but I'm not, like, a... You know, I don't like collect tapes or something. I don't listen to all the shows. I can't tell you which show in 73 she was flat. Like, I don't know, but people care. And they're always talking about how she sings off key. And I'm like, well, whatever. I don't care. It's part of the vibe. I think.
I agree. There's actually, I'm in a Facebook group that these folks in this group, they only listen to live Dead shows with Donna.
Okay, I want to be in this group.
I'm all about it. Yeah, I'll send you an invite. It's really sick.
All right, well, we're going to put that on. Then here is France. And if you hate Donna... get over yourself. We love Donna here. Yes. This is a pro Donna show.
That's right.
You just rolls out in the street, spills on down the avenue, bringing dancers to their feet. When it's good as it can be, it gets better, wait and see. Oh, these folks don't never sleep till they're passed out in the street.
So what did y'all think? Did you hate it? Did you think Donna was so bad? Because if you did, shut up. Yes. I don't want to hear about it. Anyway, I think, well, if you're up to this, we were chatting again off the air, and I said, you know what? Let's not save the music for the end. That's lame. Let's just sort of sprinkle in some songs in between your, you know, influences and the set that you made for us here. So then, you know, y'all can hear how it all sort of weaves in together. So if you wanted to play... Well, obviously, we can chat about the song first. You can tell us the song.
Sure.
Your new album is coming out soon, right?
Yep.
Tell us more about that.
So it's called You Mountain. I've been working on it for the past, like, 2 or 3 years. It comes out July 26th. We're going to do a release show at the Planetarium. So we're going to have, like, a bunch of lights and lasers and all that cool stuff. We haven't really come out with a flyer or anything yet, but that will be coming out probably in the next month or so.
Nice.
Really excited to get these songs out. I'm tired of listening to them. It's probably been like over 1,000 times for all of them, but I'm ready to work on the next record.
All right.
Yeah.
So what song are you going to play for us?
This song's called In Tune. It's the first song off the record.
All right, let's go.
Where do you find all the inspiration and time? Fixated on the glue, I can smell it too. So glad you're you. Immaculate, conceivable, you're hardly unbelievable. You're in tune. With you.
that. That was fantastic. Awesome. And you know what? Looking at the list of songs you added, that actually does remind me a lot of two songs that are right next to each other, just vibe-wise. Oh, nice.
Can I choose
from your songs?
Of course. Yeah.
So when I was telling him earlier, when I was looking at his list, one of the songs he added, I make my sets very far in advance and then play around with them the morning of usually. So I had one for next week and the week after that started, and one of the songs that he has on his list was on my set list for 2 weeks from now, so it's not there anymore.
That's awesome. But sorry,
now I get to play it anyway, so it's fine. It's Rolling In by Sam, I think it's Evian, like the water, I assume, but just the vibe, it reminds me of that, and I like him a lot, and this album's really good, so I'm gonna play that from your list of people.
Yeah,
without
go for it.
All right, let's go here. Let me, you know, turn everything back on again so we can do that. All right, here is Rolling In by Sam Evian.
Baby, the waves come rolling in. If you walk outside,
again, if you're just tuning in, by the way, you're listening to Light Rotation Radio on WYXR 91.7 FM, and I'm your host, Lauren, and I have special guest Walt Phelan in the studio. He made the set list today, and we're chatting about it, and he's also playing some of his own music in between songs.
That's right.
So I think we're going to play one more song from your set list. What did you want to hear? The Stevie Wonder song. We got.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Sounds good.
We got a Stevie Wonder track here. You got anything you want to say about it? Or you want to chat about it afterwards?
We can chat about it afterwards, right. And then I'll play another track from the album.
Cool. Well, here is Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Mr. Know-It-All by Stevie Wonder. So, Walt, I did hear that you recently got signed. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. So, I actually signed with Red Curtain Records. They are a Memphis-based label ran by Scott McEwen. He also runs the Memphis Magnetic recording studio.
Very cool.
Over on Vance, like kind of close to like Stacks and stuff.
Yeah,
and it's been going really well. We recorded two of the songs that are going to be on the new record at Magnetic, and they came out really good. I'm really excited to put them out, yeah.
And remind me when that comes out again?
July 26th.
July 26th, all right.
Yeah, and then actually July 25th, if you want to hear the record before it comes out, we're doing like a kind of release show at Central Station. Me and Night Park, Brady Tackett, are going to be DJing over there, and we'll have the record there for sale, and I'll be playing it and some other stuff, like kind of like what we're listening to now.
Very cool. All right.
Be fun.
Well, keep your calendars booked for July then, perhaps.
That's right.
And I think you're going to play another song for us now, right?
Yeah.
What song are you going to play?
I think I'm going to do the title track from the record. It's called You Mountain.
All right. Here's You Mountain.
I'll always look to you for strength.
fabulous.
Thank
I
you.
I love that. And appreciate I look forward to hearing the full band rendition of these songs also. I'm excited to try to picture what that sounds like based on what you've described.
Yeah, it's like three-part harmonies, synthesizers, all sorts of stuff. We have two drummers now. It's like ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah,
wow,
it's kind of ridiculous, but it's really fun.
Well, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick little break for some words from some of the supporters here for WYXR, and then we'll be right back with some more Light Rotation Radio, so don't go anywhere.
Support for WYXR comes from Mempho Presents, featuring the Outlaw Tour 10th Anniversary Show at Radiance Amphitheater on Friday, June 27th, featuring Willie Nelson and family, Bob Dylan, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, and Trampled by Turtles. Tickets and more information at memphopresents.com.
Support for WYXR comes from the American Institute of Architects Memphis Chapter, presenting the Icon Design Auction on Saturday, April 26th at 6:30 p.m. The event will feature live entertainment, food, beverage, and items in both a silent and live auction. Proceeds benefit CIV, the Center for Architecture and Design, whose programming aims to capture the imaginations of area youth and track them into design-related careers. More information and tickets to the event can be found at aiamemphis.org.
And we are back. You're listening to Light Rotation Radio here on WYXR 91.7 FM. And if you're just tuning in, we got a special guest here today. We got Walt Phelan in the studio, and he did create the set list today, and he is playing some of his own songs in between. The next song we got coming up for you is called Cut It Out by Joe Van.
That's right.
So I'm looking forward to this one. I was listening to the set this morning, and this was a really good one, too, along with the Sam Evian song, some newer stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not all 70s, even though we kind of said it was earlier.
Yes.
We were lying to you. Sorry.
We have a good mix.
It is a good mix. So here's Joe Van with Cut It Out.
Tried to stay within the notes. I see it there beyond the smoke. There's a fire, put it out. I don't wanna get burned again. I can stay within the dark. I'm repeating just what you said.
All right, that was, who was that? I forgot. That was Jovan. So sorry. Up next, we got, and I, again, this is another song that Walt has exposed me to. I had not heard of this person before listening to his set when he sent it over to me. This is Madison Cunningham.
Yeah.
Madison Cunningham with Pin It Down. And I really liked this song when I heard it. So again, newer. So they're, you know, great that I'm learning new stuff. Because as we jokingly said before, I listened to too much old music. but we are going to listen to a little bit of new music here with Madison Cunningham and Pin It Down.
That's right.
Madison Cunningham with Pin It Down. Of apologies also. I'm not used to having to press so many buttons when I'm in the studio, so if you hear any awkward pauses, that's all on me. I'm so sorry about that. So Walt, you're gonna play another song for us now, right?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about this.
So this song's called Wasting Away. It's actually coming out this Friday on all your favorite streaming platforms, all that good stuff. This is the last song on the record.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's hear it.
Here we go. Thank you.
And again, if you're just tuning in, that was Walt Beelen. He is live in the studio playing right now, right here, right next to me.
Oh, yeah.
I think we got time for like two more songs. Cool. Do you have any requests? I know what we are going to play for the last song. Do you have any requests for the penultimate song for your set list today?
Let's do the Warren Zevon song. I think it's like the third one.
Yep, we got it. All right. This is Nighttime in the Switching Yard. Let me make sure I have the buttons pressed this time. All right, let's go.
Go by.
I didn't have the buttons pressed, but now they are. Let's go real.
Mm-hmm. switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard. Get it out on my main line. Listen to the rhythm of the train go by. Get it out on the main line. Listen to the rhythm of the train go by. Listen to the train whistle by. Listen to the train whistle by. Nighttime in the switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard.
Song for you, but before we go, I want to say thank you to Walt for being here.
Of course, thank you, Lauren, for
and
having me.
Thanks for making such a wonderful set list for my show.
Of course, anytime.
And I had so much fun. I hope you listeners also had so much fun, and I hope you'll be back next week listening. It'll just be me, but that's fine. I hope that y'all are okay with that. I hope you don't mind when it's just me. So the last song we got before we sign off here is Tons of Steel by Grateful Dead. Want to say anything about that one?
The second best Grateful Dead song.
Ooh, controversial take.
Yep, a Brent track, my soul brother. We have the same birthday.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I love that. What's your sign?
A Libra.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. So we have Grateful Dead, Tons of Steel, and then we're out of here.
That's right.
Don't go anywhere because there's always something good coming up on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
David Beaver. I'm a local musician.